And welcome into the Friday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road. Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning, live from Nashville, Tennessee. Joe Rex Road down in Florida in advance of the Orange Bowl. Tennessee and Clemson coming up later today. So we'll have more on that throughout the show here today as well. Joe, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. Doing well. So this is the last show we'll do that goes till 10 a.m.
That is correct. We will
So
be
the
starting the new schedule on Monday from 6 to 9 a.m.
so you know, I always thought Chase McCabe was a smart guy, but I must say, Chase McCabe deciding that 3 hours of us and 5 hours of Michelle is the way to go is very smart. Congratulations to
Yeah.
you, Michelle.
Thank
Way to
you,
go,
guys. I
Michelle.
didn't know where Joe was going with that one. I was like, what is he about to
Yeah,
say here? Yes,
it
5 hours of me. It is quite great. Quite great.
is fantastic.
Congrats, Michelle. We're very proud of you here on this program.
Thank you,
Very
guys.
proud.
Very excited to start on Monday with Chase and Michelle following the show from 9 to 11.
Yep, looking forward to that coming up on Monday, our final 4 hour show today. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. Like we said, the Orange Bowl taking place today. Preds in action later tonight as well. But the Tennessee Titans yesterday, Joe, they fall 27-13 at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys. And a very surprising, well, I shouldn't say very surprising, a surprising move made yesterday by the Titans, making Josh Dobbs the starting quarterback for this game. We talked about the possibility of Dobbs starting the Jacksonville game yesterday, and I think both you and I were pretty consistent. That was something that we would absolutely consider if we were Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans. And they considered it a week before it. And Josh Dobbs was the starting quarterback yesterday for the Titans against the Cowboys. We'll have a lot to get into on the Josh Dobbs front today. Let's just start overall. Cowboys win 27-13. Titans have lost six games in a row. Overall, though, given the roster that the Titans threw out there yesterday, what did you make of that one yesterday at Nissan Stadium?
I was impressed, and I guess that's how low the bar has come, or how much the bar has been lowered. That was a really solid six straight loss, Titans. Nice work, yay! But no, I was impressed overall. I mean, you had some just killer mistakes. I will say, they kind of got screwed by the refs. I mean, I hate to be that guy too, but it was a pretty one-sided officiated game. The hit to the head on Josh Dobbs, how the heck is that not? I mean, I don't have a problem with the roughings called on the Titans because they're consistent with how it's typically called, whether you
I
like that
do.
or
The
not.
quarterback drug him down with his left hand. I've got a huge problem with it.
Well, okay. I mean, that's fine. Less than that's called all the time. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's fine to hate it, but it's not surprising. What's surprising is seeing a guy go helmet to helmet on the other quarterback and not get called. Like, what? How? And then, you had a hand fighting PI with McCreary because the guy falls over. He gets a PI. There was some bad calls. Again, the Titans were going to have some incredible luck to win this game. But I thought, that first half was kind of like, man, 10-6, and Byard gets two picks. And look, it was, to me, impressive. And also, just in terms of effort and overall passion that they displayed. And also, I'll be interested to hear what people say about this. I come away from this game thinking they have a better chance to beat Jacksonville because they have a quarterback who gives you a chance, not a great quarterback. Quarterback who just had his first start and has been in the league since 2017. But there's no question they are better at quarterback now. And like you said, Robbie, I know we're going to get into this a lot, but the only reason that I think that neither of us were talking about Josh Dobbs starting last night is just because of the short amount of time he's been with the team. But the
Right.
fact that he did that last night on that short amount of time kind of tells you why it's an easy and clear choice.
Yeah. Look, I think we should. I don't know about ground rules is the right term, but let me just go ahead and throw this out there. We're probably going to see a lot of overreacting both ways to this about good Lord, Malik Willis is never going to see the field ever, ever again, or Josh Dobbs should start in 2023 for the Tennessee Titans. Let's just throw it out there right now. to me, this is never really about Josh Dobbs being like some long-term answer at quarterback for the Titans. The only thing that I have ever wondered in the Josh Dobbs discussion here is he a better option than Malik Willis? That's the only thing I've ever wondered when it comes to Josh Dobbs starting that Jacksonville game for the Titans. And I think based on what we saw last night, Joe, I mean, the answer is clearly yes. Not only in performance, because, I mean, what did he go last night? 20 of 39, 232 yards, a touchdown, a pick. You know, it's not a great performance by Josh Dobbs last night by any stretch of the imagination. But they moved the ball decently at times. They threw the ball down the field. And it kind of tells me something, Joe, that it looked like a normal passing offense from an operational standpoint. And he's been here 8 days. I mean, that kind of tells you what you need to know about not only where he is, but maybe where Malik Willis is not at this point in his career in terms of the offense.
Man, the takes are just incredible. There's so many takes today to get to, like from different reactions to this. And yes, they include this proves Malik Willis will never take another snap. Like, cut him. He's the worst quarterback. This proves it. Okay. Or yes. Oh, Josh Dobbs definitely a better choice over Ryan Tannehill. What else have we got? The Titans, you know, were sabotaging Malik. And now look at these plays they have for Josh Dobbs. It's sabotage.
Also, the play calling's elite.
Yeah.
Also, they're playing Josh Dobbs to save Malik Willis for week 18 because they don't want him to get hurt. That's another one.
That may be my favorite one. Like, the Malik Willis is being treated like some of the rest of the starters, and they're just resting him until Jacksonville. Like, no, you're not resting Malik Willis.
Now, let me tell you something. Now, that take – so the takes that I was just throwing out there were, you know, we have this guy who's just all over us about orange-tinted glasses who has, like, the mugshot of Todd Downing who is about to get muted on Twitter. But that take, Michelle, that you just mentioned, well, I had a really nice text battle with John Glennon before the game yesterday. I wonder what he's thinking right now. I saw – let's see. Sam Phelan from A to Z. What? I saw Teresa throw that out there. That one was not – I mean, that one is not nearly as just out of – left field, even though I think it should be. I couldn't believe when I saw that. It's like, folks, it's the same offensive line he's going to play in front of in that game. That guy needs every single rep he can possibly get to be able to play football for you. Yeah. But no, have a seat here. We'll rest you and then we'll unleash you against the Jags. No, Josh Dobbs is the quarterback. And I don't know if Vrabel may not get into it in the next week. You know, I don't know if he's going to like talk about it, like, yeah, we're going to go with Dobbs, or they're going to, like, leave some mystery out there. But Josh Dobbs is going to quarterback the team at Jacksonville because he's a better option. And that's what this was. It was trying to see if he is. I mean, I guess if Josh Dobbs came out last night and just absolutely stunk it up and was worse than Willis, then, you know, then it'd be a discussion. It's not a discussion.
No, I mean, I think it was pretty clear. And quite frankly, Joe, I'm not going to say first drive it was pretty clear. But within the first two, three possessions that the Titans had last night, to me, it was pretty clear that he's the better option moving forward. And again, you know, I don't know that I love the Titans' chances to win the game in Jacksonville with Josh Dobbs as the quarterback. I will say, like, I thought there were moments last night where he played pretty well. He made some good throws. It would be great if his receivers would catch the ball when he threw the ball their way, because there were way too many drops the Titans receivers had last night. Now, look, there were also some times where he missed throws. He held on to the ball too long, took some sacks he shouldn't have taken. You know, the interception wasn't good. He probably should have thrown at least one more pick that Diggs dropped that you never see Diggs drop. So it's like I said, it wasn't like he was just excellent last night. But is he the better option than Malik Willis? I think the answer is clearly yes. And also, you need your receivers to start helping you out a little bit more than they did last night.
Oh, without question. I mean, Woods, the early one to Woods, both hands. I mean, come on. Yeah, and Vrabel talked about the Burks one after the game. I mean, a little bit behind him, but, man, got to have that one too. Yeah, look, he took a couple sacks that you can't take. It took one where they were on field goal range. Like, you just have to sail that one out of bounds. You're outside the pocket, sail out of bounds. Yeah, it fumbled the one. Like you said, I mean, the telegraph on the little boot where that should have been going the other way. So yeah, wasn't perfect, but there were some really good balls from him last night. Really good balls. And yeah, look, it's just like you're seeing it like, wow, look at that. There's a quarterback going through progressions, seeing, in a lot of cases, seeing what zone defense the Cowboys are in, picking out the spot and throwing the ball. It just doesn't happen right now with Malik Willis. Malik Willis is one read and go. And there is such a huge difference between that. And that's, well, let's go back to my text battle with John Glennon. And I'm going to call out John Glennon this whole show.
I hope you
John,
do.
if you'd like to call in, you're welcome to call in, buddy. He's like, oh, so this guy who's, been in the league since 2017 is supposed to be better. I'm like, dude, he's been in the league for 5 years. You think that he can't like call a protection? Even though you don't play in games, you don't think 5 years in the league matters when it comes to like just being able to mentally go through the game as a quarterback? Also, by the way, a 4.0 freaking rocket scientist? Are you serious?
Well, they only brought that up about 35 times on the broadcast last night that he
Yes.
majored in aeronautical engineering. Well,
Yes.
one of the I said this yesterday, and it look, I don't mean it as disrespectful to Malik Willis because I don't think it's something that is
With all
all
due
that
respect.
surprising. Yeah, like with all due respect, and then you can say whatever you want after that. But I said it yesterday on Twitter. There's not many quarterbacks throughout the entire league right now, anywhere that at this very moment would not be much of an upgrade on Malik Willis, right? I mean, that's just where he is in his development. And I'm not saying he can't get there. We've talked about Malik Willis this week and our percentage chances and all that other stuff. But like right now, it's not that hard to upgrade on Malik Willis. And I was honestly, Joe, kind of blown away yesterday at the reaction. Look, I was surprised that Josh Dobbs was starting this game. But like the overall idea of Josh Dobbs starting for the Titans against Jacksonville, the way that people just like dismissed it out of hand before the game yesterday was flooring to me. I was like, what in the world have y'all seen from Malik Willis that makes you think that it's just impossible that Josh Dobbs could come in there and be better?
Yeah, and I think, look, I mean, I think some people, look, some fans very excited about the pick. Again, some fans remember looking at the draft coverage, which is, as we talked about this yesterday, like people talking about him being the number two pick, right? So, like, there's some people I think is just very excited about him and are looking at it through, glasses of like, I mean, we're talking about orange tinted shades. I don't know what a Liberty tinted shades. I don't
Sure.
know, but Hugh Freeze. I'm sure Hugh Freeze has some interesting sunglasses he wears at night. I can't imagine any other way that you would think that way. Just you were just married to the idea that it's got to be Malik and all that. But you gotta step back. And again, like then you go the other side. Like you said, Robbie, you go to the other side of, oh, he's the worst, clearly, and he'll never touch a field in this league again. Like yesterday's decision doesn't change how I feel about him at all. It's just, I'm impressed that Josh Dobbs was able to do that quickly.
We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Row, taking your thoughts on the Titans and the Cowboys. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. What did you make of the performance of Josh Dobbs last night at quarterback? We'll continue that discussion next. This is Robbie and Rex.
The fact that he had this productive of a night, Dobbs, on such a short turnaround, make it that much more impressive that he's only been here
8 days or 9 days. I think he was excited for this opportunity, get his first start. And I think something that we've always said that, since I've been here, is that it doesn't really matter how you end up here or how you get here. The only thing that matters is what you do when you're here. And we've had a lot of guys, take advantage of those opportunities. And, I think Josh wanted to try to do, the best that he could. Unfortunately, we lost, and I'm sure he'd like to have the interception back, but he did some good things, just not well enough.
That's Mike Vrabel after the game last night. Titans fall 27-13 to the Dallas Cowboys. Josh Dobbs in at quarterback last night, 20 of 39 for 232 yards, one touchdown, and one interception in the game for the Titans. Taking your thoughts on Josh Dobbs' performance last night against the Cowboys and what it could mean for next week's game against Jacksonville as well. 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Mark from Nashville. Mark, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Yeah, how y'all fellas doing? I'm becoming a regular. But Josh had a pretty good performance last night. Two questions, Robbie and Joe. Do you think Josh got a shot at being a backup for the Titans next year? Because he does look like he's capable of being a decent backup for him and stuff. And two, with Malik Willis, history has shown all the quarterbacks that have played in a Hugh Freeze system have kind of been like one-trick ponies. Hadn't really any of them made it in the NFL in a big way. Would you agree or disagree on that?
Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. Joe, for the second part of that, for the Hugh Freeze stuff, I mean, we've talked about that a little bit. The system that he runs in college, I think probably the best way to describe it is quarterback-friendly. It's very quarterback-friendly. There's not a whole lot that goes into it before the snap. And it's a big adjustment going to the NFL. Now, look, in some ways, it's a big adjustment for everybody going from college football to the NFL at that position. But certainly, like, the learning curve can be a little bit more steep. And you know, Malik Willis, from everything I hear about him, is putting in the time. He's a really good guy in the locker room. All those things that you want from your quarterback, it feels like Malik Willis checks those boxes. Now, I would also say it's pretty clear that he's just not there yet in his development when you watch him play out there on the field based on the way the Titans run their offense when he's in there.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I hesitate to basically just look at system and say that, like, it's not happening. It's very, Chad Kelly, Bo Wallace, some of these guys, other guys who haven't panned out in the NFL. So you could look at that and say, aha, if you're in this system, it's not going to work out. But they used to say that about, look, when Marcus Mariota came in, I understand Mariota has not lived up to his draft status, but Mariota is a competent NFL starter, right? Like, that's when we're talking about the percentage chance of Malik Willis, that to me is that level and even a little lower than what Marcus Mariota would be what I would call, like, okay, someone who can start a game in the NFL and, like, you could possibly win that game, you know? I mean, Mariota won some games this year with the Falcons. Well, his offense was look to the sideline. You know, Chip Kelly, here's a picture of, you know, like, Larry Moe and Curly and, like, some Arby Curly fries. And, like, that's, you know, that's your play. I mean, like, so many college quarterbacks. But, see, it's not because there's two curls. And so it's actually a curl and go.
Okay.
Yeah, so, giving away Chip Kelly secrets. But yeah, the Hugh Freeze. I mean, so, like, I, at some point, like, maybe it's Malik, maybe it's somebody else. I'm sure someone will come from Hugh Freeze's system and be great in the NFL. I mean, Patrick Mahomes came from, I used to say, the air raid stuff, you know, wasn't going to pan out in the NFL. And that's, no one says that anymore because that's half the NFL. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes came out of the Texas Tech system. And there's still some talk about, you know, like the Baylor system that Hendon Hooker is coming out of now. But I mean, RG3 before he blew his knee was rookie of the year, you know, it's, so I hesitate to just look at this as some causation, like this absolute rule, but it certainly doesn't, compared to other quarterbacks who come out of other systems, you are at a disadvantage. And I will say, you know, our guy, since, you know, today is Honor Michelle Day on the show before she strikes out next week, I will say that Will Levis does come out of a system that should give him a chance to be a very good winning quarterback for the Colts next year. So, just saying.
We're the Colts. Yeah. We're already shipping him there.
In all seriousness, though, I mean, Will Levis, he will early on have an advantage over someone like who comes out of like a Malik Willis system, not Malik Willis system, but like a Liberty system.
Well, as far as the other part of Mark's call there, look, it was one game from Josh Dobbs, and it was very impressive. I do think, I mean, from the athleticism that he brings to the table, from just the ability to process information, and look, the way he played last night, I mean, he's certainly good enough to be a backup quarterback in the NFL. I mean, I don't think that there's any question about that. Is that something that the Titans are going to do? Is he going to be the backup for the Titans next year? I don't know. I mean, you know, if he plays well against Jacksonville, I think maybe there's a chance that that's the case and that, that he could be the Titans' backup quarterback next year. I did see this tweet from Terry McCormick last night that was interesting. I saw it this morning when I woke up. I want to get your thoughts on it too. This was from Terry McCormick last night. Two things Josh Dobbs' play tonight showed. One, just how far Malik Willis is from being NFL ready. And two, the Titans wasted way too much time trying to develop Logan Woodside into a viable QB2. That's from Terry McCormick on Twitter last night.
That's that's perfect. I was just thinking, like, we got to get into that too, because this is also this is a botched number two QB2 situation for the Titans. You know, whether it's Robinson, more Vrabel, whatever. I think that's a great point. First of all, yes, you look at Dobbs last night, and I do. I think Dobbs could be a good choice as your backup quarterback. Imagine if Dobbs was the choice as a backup quarterback. And I'm trying to remember where I know they signed him off the Lions practice squad. He was with Cleveland in the preseason, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. But there you go. I mean, that guy is better than Logan Woodside. And Logan Woodside was here for years. Now, I said yesterday, and I stand by it, they still would be – they would have a better chance in Jacksonville with Logan Woodside too. He couldn't play like the total doo-doo he played like in the preseason, which cost him the QB2 job. But having Willis as the two this year has proved to be a big mistake. And, like next year, and I don't, could it work out this way? I don't know. But even next year, Tannehill, Dobbs, Willis, I don't know. Like, is Willis, that's a big thing. And I actually agree with what Jared said yesterday. I mean, the question about Willis is, like, do you feel like this offseason can make you feel comfortable about him being QB2 next year?
Right. Well, you're right, because, I mean, right now he's not there. And, look, I don't know what his future is going to look like. I don't agree with Jared when he was talking yesterday about how, he's going to get cut and he's not going to make the team. He's not going to be on the roster next year. Like, I guess that would take a Josh Dobbs superhuman performance, and they're just convinced, like, yep, he's our backup quarterback. And then the chips could fall where they may after that. First off, they have to bring back Ryan Tannehill as a starter, and there's no guarantee that that's going to happen either. So there's a lot to be sorted through on the quarterback front here with the Titans before, we have a real clear picture of what's going on. But, yeah, I mean, I think Josh Dobbs showed enough in that game to me last night that he's clearly good enough to be a backup quarterback in the NFL. And I said it earlier, I think we're going to get some people taking it a little too far today. Like, I don't think he's going to be the Titans starter in 2023. I don't think he should be the Titans starter in 2023. But it was a good performance, especially when you consider the circumstances for Josh Dobbs last night.
Nah, it was I'm almost blown away that you could get there that quickly. But again, I also think that's kind of an important contrast to what you were trying to figure out with Malik Willis. Joey from Greenbrier says, all right, Robbie, you were totally right. Malik's bad, and apparently the Titans realize it fast too. I don't want to get too excited for one start, especially cheering for Evolve. That performance post-game pressure was a breath of competence this offense has been lacking the last couple of weeks. And Wes from Clarksville says, this is funny to say, but that was the best loss I've ever seen.
I love that text.
737-1025. We'll have more of your thoughts on the Titans' loss to the Cowboys, the performance of Josh Dobbs at quarterback coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry. Taking your thoughts on the Titans' loss to the Cowboys. Titans fall 27-13 at the hands of Dallas. They've lost six games in a row, but they did make a switch at quarterback. Josh Dobbs comes in and looks okay out there, and makes you wonder what it could look like next week as the Titans and the Jags square off for the AFC title, AFC South title. Hopefully at some point, Joe, we'll know exactly when that game is being played next week. That would be great to know at some point here in the not-too-distant future. But
wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, look, I know that when this decision was made yesterday to put Dobbs in at quarterback, a lot of people wondered what that was going to mean for the Jacksonville game. And like you said, like if Dobbs had come out there and it was just awful, number one, you could have probably made some excuses for him because Derrick Henry wasn't playing and the yeah. offensive line is what it is. Ugh. And the receiving core has been what it's been the whole year. So, you know, definitely could have had some excuses if he was awful yesterday, but he wasn't. I thought he's pretty good, all things considered. And I don't even think, like you said earlier, Vrabel can, you know, act like it's a mystery all week. And last night, you know, his response was basically, yeah, we'll make a decision on quarterback later next week. But, I mean, it's pretty clear to me. It's going to be Josh Dobbs. I don't really know that we're going to get too many people that are going to argue the other way today based on what we saw last night.
I want that, though. I welcome it.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to do that, text line 615-737-1025.
It's there for you. It's there for you. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, man, the offensive line, first of all, it was so rough that Zach Johnson, right? Do I have that right? Zach
yes.
Johnson? Yes. Goes in at left tackle for Dennis Daly.
Not the golfer.
Right. So I got to read this Wyatt tweet because I think they're up to are they up to 86 players now?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's what Wyatt tweeted out. They're up to 86 players. Yes, Dobbs. Jaden Peavy gets a little time. But then you also have Zach Johnson and then Xavier Newman also play. And he's been around all year. But so now you're at 86. I mean, so that offensive line, you know, it's not good. And against the Cowboys, you know, you got some issues sometimes. And you saw Micah Parsons at times in your face if you're Josh Dobbs. And, yeah, you don't have 22 behind you. If you're Josh Dobbs thinking about next week and thinking about now having 22, by the way, 22 on 2 weeks of rest, sure, I'm sure that alone makes you feel better about things, not to mention just all this extra time now. Based on, you know, 8 days of him getting to what he got to last night, I'd say, you know, you're going to have more than a week. Like you said, Robbie, it's either Saturday or Sunday. It's going to be flexed to either one of the two Saturday games or the Sunday night game.
Yeah,
it's not. I'd be shocked if it's just like. I mean, if it's just like a Sunday 1 p.m. kick, that shows you what the NFL thinks of these two markets.
Yes,
but it won't be. It'll be flexed to one of the prime, you know, spots. But you know, you have all that time to work on a game plan, look at the Jags, know that you're the quarterback. And I mean, that's the thing. I guess you know you're the quarterback. Like, is he going to be told? I don't know, but having 22 alone has to make you feel totally different about things if you're him.
Kevin from Laverne on the text line says, woke up this morning with an exciting feeling in my stomach for the first time as a Titans fan after a loss. Dobbs' performance last night for 8 days prep was stellar. We broke the 200-yard passing mark in a game. Can you imagine his performance with the King in the backfield? So, yes, I'm excited to see Henry paired with Dobbs. He may be a key in the development of Treylon Burks. Also, this from Kevin from Laverne last night. And one thing that was interesting about the game last night, Joe, like it was a pretty good amount of time into the game when I was like, well, Treylon Burks, not a whole lot going on out there at this point. And then they started to really get him involved and target him. He ended up with 8 targets on the night. They had the reverse to him where he picked up 20 yards, 4 catches for 66. He did have the one drop that, you know, he kind of jumps on the play. The ball wasn't perfect. It was behind him. But that's a play that you want your NFL receiver first-round pick to make, and he couldn't make it. So it wasn't a perfect night from Treylon Burks last night, but they started to get him involved. How he stayed in bounds before the half along the sideline there, I have no idea. That was incredible to watch him do that. And like you said earlier, Joe, I thought he was clearly interfered with down the sideline later in the game. And for some reason, they're going to call every last pass interference call against the Titans, and that play that was clear as day was not called by the officiating last night. Vrabel apparently went nuts. We never saw that on the TV broadcast. I would have gone nuts every play from that moment forward for the remainder of the game.
Yeah, and Vrabel, brought that to the presser and flirted with a fine for sure with some of his comments last night. So we'll see if he gets one. I think he probably kept himself on the okay side of that, but I enjoyed the
roughing the passer, how it's a judgment call and they had bad judgment, I think was the term that he used.
Yeah, I don't blame him for being mad. I mean, last night that was bad. Like he, like just some of the here's this on this side and here's this on this side. How could you possibly, like, it's got to be both. You know, it's got to be one or the other. You know, and the Titans did get hosed on some of those. But yeah, with Burks, not only was that good balance, I mean, terrific balance on the sideline, but that he also, you know, ran through a guy, which is what we've been waiting to see more of, right? So no, that, I mean, you saw the connection. And of course, you also saw, I mean, to me, the big kind of like breakthrough pass, although he had a really good pass to Woods that he dropped, but the 39-yard shot to who? Racy
Oh, yeah.
McMath. Oh, my goodness. It was, you know, and that's one of those, a perfect pass, and he might still be running. You know, he kind of was, he had split those defenders. So if you put it in the seam perfectly, he might still be running. But regardless, I mean, it was a good ball in 39 yards. And two targets for him, you know, a little bit of life there. So you have that. You've got Burks. I don't understand. You know, TD put out the snaps. Okonkwo played such a small percentage. I don't totally get that, but he still had a couple moments too. I mean, you know, a lot of, I think everything about the offense last night, other than the offensive line, was a step forward. You know, you're going to get Henry back, but they still that question of like who is up front. I mean, Petit Frere should be back. Actually, that's the thing. I thought LaRaven Clark was okay. You know, and maybe the thing is with him at left tackle is he's just more comfortable at right tackle because I thought he looked okay out there. But you know, Petit Frere should be back, which should help some. What the heck are they going to do at left tackle? I mean, I guess it's just back to Daly.
Yeah, it's probably gonna have to be. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Weston from Smyrna. Weston, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I just wanted to say, like everybody else has been texting in, I actually feel excited about the loss. I feel excited about our chance in Jacksonville. Josh Dobbs, I really enjoyed. I think part of the reason the receivers had a little bit tough time catching the ball last night is because they simply haven't had a quarterback that has been accurate all year. That's part of the issue. Once we get Derrick Henry in the game, I think Josh Dobbs could possibly, you could possibly see him have 300 passing yards against Jacksonville, especially against their defense. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, Weston. I would like to point out that Ryan Tannehill has played quarterback for the Titans this year.
That's the thing. We're gonna leak into that side of things. Like, oh, I've seen it. Oh, he's better than Tannehill. Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Pump the brakes a little bit. But look, this is exactly the reaction that you were looking for, Joe, a couple of weeks ago when they went up there to the Chargers and lost that close game. Titans fans are excited in the wake of a loss today, for God's sake.
They finally lost enough games that we can all be excited about a loss. Congratulations. It only takes six. When you get to that 6-1, you're like, God, that's a pretty good loss, folks. What do you say? No, but in all seriousness, I think that so many Titans fans, and some Titans fans are still like, nah, screw it, lose, top 10 pick. Okay. Sure. You know, if that's how you want to look at it, fine. I mean, but I think the Titans fans who still were hopeful, you know, that this team could win the division, which is a pretty good thing to do, get to the playoffs, and ultimately what you want to do, have a chance there, feel better today. I mean, and they should. I mean, because like there's at least a chance. Like I'm going back and forth again. There's just so many, just some of the takes on this. We've gone through it. We have to continue to shame them throughout the show. Football and other F words is like calling himself out because he and I went back and forth, and he's now putting a dunce hat on himself with the mouse from Tom and Jerry, I think. But his take was simple. All I said was that, you know, the Titans aren't winning the division with Malik Willis at quarterback, and he said, nor will they win the division with Dobbs. And I said, you're probably right. I'd give them a tick better chance. And he said, actually, you're probably right. I am probably wrong. Dobbs looked light years better, mainly because of his mental processing. That's what he said this morning. And again, the point being, again, they can run pass plays in which a quarterback will read the field and go through progressions and pick out an open receiver. It's just like Malik Willis. I've seen basically they've tried to give him a read or, you know, cut the field in half, boot, things like that. And like if you have to cut down that much, it limits you so much. I still think, by the way, that they should have run more with Malik Willis. And I would say in this game, I would say the same thing. Like I would lean in more to what Joshua Dobbs can do with his feet in this game. You know, I think that that's a worthy thing to try to throw at a defense.
We'll continue the discussion on Josh Dobbs' performance last night. Got a whole lot more of your thoughts to get to on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Also, what does this mean for Malik Willis? We'll get into that coming up next as well. But first, Michelle Knezovic has a word from Superbook Sportsbook.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Robbie. Listen, I told you yesterday the Cowboys were going to cover that big spread. They covered it just barely. So we got another game tonight. We got the Tennessee Volunteers and the Clemson Tigers. Listen, the Orange Bowl tonight, Clemson's favored by 6 points. I think it's going to be a bit closer than that. So I'm going to take Tennessee plus the 6. And listen, Superbook has got the best New Year's resolution for you. Win money in 2023 with Superbook Sports. I think anybody would take that one. Superbook has over 3 decades of sports wagering experience in Las Vegas, so you get the best odds boosts anywhere as we head into the football playoffs. Plus, check out their special odds boosts and promotions at superbook.com. Make 2023 the year when you win money from Vegas. Download the Superbook Tennessee app and place your bets today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning discussing the Titans' loss to the Cowboys. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Matt on the text line says, understanding in the NFL on any given Sunday, any team could win. If we're being honest with Willis at quarterback, we had little or no chance to win next week. Now with Dobbs, I think we now feel like we at least have a chance. This from Matt on the text line. John says, I can't believe we've reached a state where the fans are excited about losing, with a facepalm emoji after that. This from John on the text line.
Yes, there is big excitement in town for only losing by 2 touchdowns at home for a 6th straight loss. It's amazing. But look.
Although I kind of share in it. I was impressed by the Titans last night.
I think it's honestly, I think it's as wacky as it sounds. How many people thought this was going to be? I mean, it's funny, even down here in, you know, in Florida, like there's a whole bunch of the Falls media corps who, of course, were much more interested in the game now because Josh Dobbs was playing, you know. Of course, we had media casino night last night. It was very much like the casino night in The Office. But are you guys familiar with The Office?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, Michelle. Yeah.
You guys know I don't. Nope, you don't even need to ask.
I mean, this is on the list of things you must do. You know, Michelle, get your own daily radio show starting next week. I need you to watch The Office before that happens, okay? And also about 93 movies.
This weekend isn't busy or anything like that, okay?
Yeah, you got to put some time aside. But anyway, Media Casino Night last night, wild time out here in Florida. But a lot of people are just like, the point I'm getting to is like, so they're going to lose like 53-0, right? Like, I mean, maybe. Yeah, I think they're going to hang in. I actually got screwed, by the way. You guys win.
Yeah, you did.
On the pigskin pick'em. But like, really, the spirit of the performance was actually like, I was right, you know?
Yeah, you can go with that, Rex Road.
Yeah, better luck next time.
I mean, it doesn't matter anyway. But no, look, I was impressed. And I do think there's more of a chance. Like, Malik Willis, a quarterback in Jacksonville, say nothing had changed, and they just know they have to go there. And we haven't even talked about the fact, by the way, that Ryan Tannehill went to IR, which, you know, means I mean, he could be back like once Josh Dobbs gets them to the AFC Championship game. You know,
yes.
They could go with the 2 QB system in that game. But, you know, could they have won? Yeah, with all these things going their way. But there is a better chance. I don't know what the percentage is, and we could try to do some math on that, but there's a better chance that they win now. And I think a huge key of that is going to be not turning the ball over, because Josh Dobbs did once on the sack, and he almost gave him a free touchdown last night, and that's, you know, obviously what you have to – you got to take care of the ball. But he gives him a chance to have some level of passing offense to go with, of course, a fresh Derrick Henry.
So I think it's clear that the Titans made the right move last night and that he's going to be the guy for the Jacksonville game. And we'll get a little bit more into the Jacksonville game specifically coming up here in just a few minutes. But what about the other side of things, Joe? What does this mean for Malik Willis? What are you worried about his confidence? Are you worried about the message that it sends to him? What do you think this means for Malik Willis as he moves forward?
I don't think you can worry about the message. The message to everybody from the start should be NFL, go back to Jerry Glanville. Not for long, man. It's hard to stay in this league. Scratch and claw and do everything you can. Nothing is handed to anybody. And we'll go through the long list of guys picked way before you at your position who were discarded quickly. So he has to be able to handle it and just roll with it. Again, I don't feel any differently. I think that this year, I guess the question is, has this year been helpful or not to him? I think it would be better for him had he not taken a single snap in an NFL game this year. That's the thing, Josh Dobbs, the asinine arguments that people like John Glennon are throwing at me yesterday about Josh Dobbs, the fact that he hasn't played and everything, that's true, but, he's still been in the league. You don't think that there's any benefit to the daily process of being a quarterback in this league, of having to prepare to be a starter? Of course there is. All that time, so you didn't know what he was, right? It was his first start last night. It wasn't bad. I'd say it was pretty freaking good. So Malik Willis, had he not played, first of all, there'd be a totally – the unknown is undefeated as we talk about right now. Think about how people might be thinking of him right now, right? God, he's just ready to unleash himself in the league. It's got to be a benefit to get those reps. There's got to be a benefit to it, but you do worry sometimes about young players too early. I think of baseball all the time. Sometimes pitchers called up too early or something, and then the confidence really gets shot, and it's so mental. It's so, so mental. So I this is a test of him, but I don't think any differently about this move doesn't make me think any differently at all about Malik Willis. He wasn't ready. He shouldn't have played. He's not good right now. And he's just going to have a great offseason to earn whatever role may be there for him. Again, right now I would have to agree with Jared that he's got to fight to be QB2 next year. Now, if you want to hashtag Fank, well, he could be your QB1.
Yeah, it's like you said, he shouldn't have played this year. That's what has become pretty clear. And honestly, we knew that before the season began. Based on what we saw from him in the preseason. We talked about it going back to the conversation with who's going to be, the backup quarterback. Now, Logan Woodside was so bad in the preseason that did not help his case. And we've had several people bring up on the text line today. It sure have been nice to have somebody like Josh Dobbs in here to start with. And that way you wouldn't have had to play Malik Willis. And I think that is beyond a fair point with the Titans. It doesn't change the way that I feel either about Malik Willis, but we've talked about that this week. Based on what I've seen and based on the odds anyway of being a quarterback in this league and where he was drafted, I never really felt great about Malik Willis turning into that anyway. So I'm not saying he can't do it. There's just a lot of work that's going to have to take place between now and then. And we talk about this offseason. I do think it's a huge offseason for him. It's hard for me to even get there for him being anywhere close to being ready to be a starter for the Titans next year. This offseason. I can't get there. I think what you said is spot on. Right now he's in a battle to be are you good enough where the Titans can feel comfortable about you being the backup quarterback next year? That's where Malik Willis is right now.
Yeah. I will say, one thing I notice, watching it, again, Dobbs is absolutely a significant upgrade over Malik Willis overall. But, one thing you see with Dobbs throwing the football in as we've been watching Malik Willis. Malik Willis has, I'd say, a pretty significant amount more zip on his passes. And I'd say Malik Willis has a much stronger arm, And that was one of the knocks on Dobbs coming out. He doesn't have a huge arm, so there's stuff to work with Malik Willis, and it's just we don't know where it's going to go. I'd still keep an open mind with him, but I agree that they botched the backup QB situation this year, QB2. And if Woodside just had not totally just been awful in those preseason games, would he have gotten it? I don't know, but I'm with you on the Terry McCormick tweet. I mean, look at this guy. This guy, you tell me he wouldn't have been a better QB2 for you than Woodside or Willis?
Yeah, it's a great point. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll get into the Jags game coming up next. How much did Josh Dobbs' performance last night change the way we feel about it? And what sort of a chance with a Josh Dobbs-led team do we think the Titans might actually have to win that game and win the AFC South? We'll get into all that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.